弟兄姐妹们早，今早讲员选读的经文是取自旧约圣经哈该书第二章第十一直到第二十三节。哈该书第二章第十节，大流士王第二年九月二十四日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：万军之耶和华如此说，你要向祭司问律法，说若有人用衣襟斗胜肉，这衣襟挨着饼，或汤或酒或油或别的食物，便算为洁净吗？祭司说不算为圣。哈该又说，若有人因摸死尸染了污秽，然后挨着这些物的哪一样，这物算污秽吗？祭司说必算污秽。于是哈该说，耶和华说，这民这国在我面前也是如此，他们手下的各样工作都是如此，他们在坛上所献的也是如此。第十五节，现在你们要追想，此日以前耶和华的殿没有一块石头垒在石头上的光景，在那一切日子，有人来到壳堆，想得二十斗，只得了十斗；有人来到酒池，想得五十桶，只得了二十桶。在你们手下的各样工作上，我以旱风、霉烂、冰炮攻击你们，你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说的。你们要追想此日以前，就是从这九月二十四日起，追想到立耶和华殿根基的日子，仓里有何种吗？葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树都没有结果子。从今日起，我必赐福于你们。第二十节，这月二十四日，耶和华的话二次临到哈该说：你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地，我必倾覆列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并倾覆战车和坐在骑上的，马必跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。万军之耶和华说，我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。这是万军之耶和华说的。感谢神赐给我们他神圣宝贵的话语。
我们谢谢凯逊弟兄带领我们读这段经文。我们这时候就请喜灵康传道来为我们传讲今早的信息啊。我们请毕伟执事来翻译。
Very good morning. Greet you on the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
This morning we have our final look in the book of Haggai before we return back to the book of Ezra.
今天早晨呢，我们来看哈该书的最后一段，看完之后，我们要下次呢回到这个以斯拉记。
Now, as you know, the book of Haggai is really a record of a series of messages preached by the prophet Haggai.
哈该书就记载了哈该先知 得了神的默示，然后给这些以色列这些子民的一些信息。
The time in which Haggai preached comes at the end of the book of at the close towards the end of chapter 4 of the book of Ezra.
这个哈该书的这个阶段呢，就是在以斯拉记第四章的这个尾端这里。
They had begun to build the temple of the Lord.
他们已经开始的来建这个神的殿。
But then because of opposition, because of certain trials and difficulties, they stopped.
因为遇到了某些的困难，一些的阻力，他们就停止了这个工作。
And then they stopped for 16 years.
他们就一停就停了16年。
And in the meantime, we saw that they had become very spiritually apathetic, very disinterested.
他们这个时候呢，在属灵方面呢，也开始的淡了，心也淡了，然后也很多这个无所谓的这个态度。
And so the Lord sent the prophet Haggai and also Zechariah to come to preach to the people.
这个时候呢，这个神呢就带领的先知这个哈该还有撒加利亚来勉励神的子民。
To come and encourage them, to spur them on, to tell them now you must consider your ways and you must return to the Lord.
神的话语呢，就临到他们，来鼓励他们，激励他们，要继续这个神的工作。
And so we realize that the whole message of Haggai is very much related to service.
所以呢，我们看到哈该书这里的记载呢，就注重于我们在神的工作上的侍奉。
For them at that point of time, their service was to build the house of the Lord, to build the temple of the Lord.
当时以色列的子民，他们的工作就是回到耶路撒冷这里呢，来重建神的殿。
And we saw in chapter 1, it was really an encouragement to spur them on to actually start the work of the Lord all over again.
所以呢，我们在哈该书这里第一章呢，我们就看到这个哈该先知 得了神的默示，来鼓励他们，来开始呢，来做这个重建的工作。
Showing them the error of their ways and then pointing them in the right direction to show them now this is how you must begin to serve the Lord.
主要呢是要指出他们的错误，然后来指导他们呢怎么样来进行这个工作。
And so we thank God that at the end of chapter 1 of Haggai, they began.
在我们在哈该书第一章的这个尾端这里呢，就看到了这些以色列子民听了这个先知的话，开始了这个的工作。
They repented of their ways and they say, "Yes, yes, we will serve the Lord."
他们就为自己的行为悔改，然后就说：“好的，我们要开始神的工作。”
But even as they began their work, there were certain problems that they came to.
可是当他们在开始重建这个神的殿的时候，又遇到了一些问题。
God knew that, you know, yes, they physically started the work.Yet there were certain things in their attitudes, their hearts, their focus that was not quite right.
神知道说，他们心里面虽然已经决定呢开始重建神的殿的这个工作，可是他们在态度方面呢，需要有改进。
So Haggai continued to preach.
所以呢，先知这个哈该呢就继续的为他们来做勉励的话。
In verse 1 to verse 9.It was really a question of their focus.
我们在哈该书第二章这里呢，之前我们看第一节到第九节，注重于这个我们侍奉的焦点。
Would they be so fixated on the physical, or would they be able to see the spiritual?
他们主要呢就是要提醒他们不要注重这个圣殿的规模，而是注重于这个属灵方面。这个层次。
But it's not so much about how beautiful, how grand, how majestic your temple really is.
先知哈该呢，主要就是要提醒他们，不只是要看重这个神的这个殿的这个规模，还有这个如何的堂皇，而是注重于他属灵方面的这个重要。
Really, they have to remember that, well, the Lord says, I am with you.And as long as I'm with you, well, this is a worthy work, isn't it?
重点呢，就是他们要了解神如果与他们同在的话，这个重建的工作是值得的。
And so that was the message that came to them on the seventh month.
所以呢，我们在他们第七月的时候，神的话又临到他们。
They had started rebuilding on the sixth month, and so the message came on the seventh month.
他们在六月的时候开始这个重建神殿的工作， 第七月，就是一个月后，神的话又临到他们。
And so now as we come to verse 10, we see a message coming in the ninth month.
在哈该书第二章第十节这里呢，我们看这个时间已经到了这第九月。
So about another 2 months had passed.
所以呢，两个月已经过去了。
And you know, likely this whole period was a time of preparation.
相信这两个月的时间是他们做预备的这个时间。
Where perhaps they had begun to clear the area which they had left, you know, in ruins for the past many years.
可能他们已经开始呢，来清理当时的这个建神殿的这个范围。
They had begun to gather the various raw materials that was required.
也开始呢，聚集所需用的这些材料。
And what we see happening now in this ninth month of the 24th day of the ninth month.
我们看第十节这里，第二章第十节这里呢，时间呢就是当时呢的九月二十四日。
The occasion was somewhat like a groundbreaking or a bricklaying ceremony.
当时呢就是他们要开工的一个典礼。
You see that in verse 18.
我们看第十八节这里。
It says even from the day that the foundation of the temples.The Lord's temple was laid.
第十八节这里呢，他们就说你们要追想，就是此日以前，就是从这九月二十四日起追想到立耶和华殿根基的日子。
So it was perhaps a sort of a particular date that they had set aside.
所以呢，他们就把这个日子呢，就是定为一个特别的日子。
And so all the preparation had been complete, and now we are gathered here to lay again.The foundation of the temple of the Lord.
当时呢，他们就做了预备的工作，需要的材料也预备了，就定了这个九月二十四日呢，来立这个重立这个这立这个根基的日子。
And so it was this, on this particular occasion that Haggai now began to preach again.
在这个时候呢，这个先知哈该呢，就重新的来把神的话语带给这些以色列的子民。
There are two distinct messages that he gave.
这个有两个不同的这个信息。
From verse 1 to verse 19, it was more of a general address.
从第一节到第十九节，这是一个比较全面的、比较普遍的这个信息。
Well, he was directly speaking to the priests, but it was a message that was going to the entire people of Israel.
虽然呢，注重于给这个祭司们的话语。可是也这个信息也是带给了全部的子民。
But then from verse 20 down to 23, it is a more specific one to Zerubbabel, and that was their leader.
然后从二十节到二十三节呢，我们看他的信息呢，主要呢是给所罗巴伯，就是他们当时的领袖。
But both these messages were pretty much related to their heart in their service.
不过呢，这两个不同的信息呢。注重于他们的这个心态
，to ensure that their heart, even as they began this work, was right before the Lord.
就是要注重他们的心态，让他们有一个对的心态来看这个，或者是做这个工作。
He did not want them to repeat the same mistake that they made years and years back.
他神呢，就是不要他们重蹈覆辙。
Where they were so excited, so ready to serve the Lord, it seemed.
当时呢，他们在开始做这个工作的时候，是有很大的这个热心去做。
Well, we saw in Ezra chapter 3 that they laid the foundation of the house of the Lord with so much excitement, so much fanfare.
当时呢，在以斯拉记第三章的时候，我们看到他们在立这个根基的时候是有大的喜乐。
But we realized at that point of time, perhaps there were already certain problems in their heart.
可是当时呢，他们的心里呢，已经有一些不足的地方。
And so because of that, they so easily gave up the work of the house of the Lord.
所以他们遇到困难的时候，很轻易的就放弃了。
But now this message came to them in hope that they would remain steadfast in their service to the Lord.
所以哈该先知哈该给他们的勉励，就是要提醒他们，不要这么轻易的就放弃。
And so their heart.Had to be in the right place.
所以他们的心必须要坚定。
And that is so important in our service, isn't it?
所以呢，同样的，在我们的侍奉上，我们也要如此。
That in everything that we do, we must realize it is a spiritual work.
当我们在做神的工作的时候，我们要了解呢，这是一个属灵的工作。
And that is what they were taught in the first 9 verses of this chapter.
所以呢，在哈该书第二章第一到第九节呢，我们就看到这个侍奉的这个焦点。
And but you see, it is not enough to just have the right focus. With the right focus, has to come the right application.
所以呢，焦点呢，单单焦点呢是有对的焦点是不足的，而是要注重于这个侍奉的心态。
For when we know that everything that we do is a spiritual work,
因为我们凡做的一切都是属灵的工作，
then therefore our heart has to be there in the right place as well.
所以呢，我们的心必须有对的这个态度。
We have to then realize that everything that we do, it has to be with clean hands and a pure heart.
所以我们凡做的一切呢，都必须要守节、心清。
We must be right before the Lord. If not, this service it will not be acceptable, isn't it?
我们在神的面前要能够被他所看为能够接受的、能够悦纳的。
We must do it with the right heart's attitude.
所以我们的态度呢是十分重要，要是有对的态度。
And so that was a message that Haggai wanted to drive home in these two messages.
所以呢，哈该在这个第二章这里呢，就是要给他们这样的一个勉励，提醒他们。
And so the first issue that he wanted to raise was that they have to serve with a sanctified heart.
第一点呢，哈该要提醒他们的时候的是，他们要有一颗圣洁的心。
He says, "Now you realize this is the Lord's work, isn't it?"
他要让他们了解呢，这是神的工作。
And what does the Lord expect of you?
那主呢，他要求你们什么呢？
He's not looking for gold and silver.
主呢，不要求我们的金或银。
He's not so much interested in how beautifully adorned this temple is going to be.
主呢，也不看重这个圣殿是如何的堂皇，如何的华丽。
No, he looks right into your very heart.
可是他注重你们的心。
He sees the condition of your heart's attitude before the Lord.
他要看重你们的心态。
And that is so important.
这个是最重要的。
And so he presented it by way of a question and answer.
所以呢，这个先知哈该呢，就用问答的这个方式来给他们这个信息。
Whereby building upon certain principles that they knew in the ceremonial law,
在他们这个献祭的这些规节里面呢，他就把这些话传给他们。
He would then give them this spiritual application,
让他们从这方面呢来了解他的这个应用。
And so he was to question the priest in verse 11.
我们看第十一节，哈该书第二章第十一节，他就给这个祭司这个问题。
And so he asked them, now if one bears holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt to touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy?
看第十二节，就是问祭司的话，他说你要向祭司问律法，这样说，若有人用衣襟兜剩肉，这衣襟挨着饼或汤或酒或油或别的食物，便算为圣吗？祭司说，不算为圣。
And so this was something that the priests were very familiar with.
这些都是祭司很熟悉的。
That, you know, daily as they engage in the work of the house, of offerings and sacrifices,
就是祭司他们每当行这些祭礼的时候，
There will be certain things that were deemed sanctified or made holy.
有一些事物呢是当为圣的，
whether it be the things that they offer,
不管是他们的祭物，
or perhaps even the furniture of the tabernacle or in the temple,
或者是圣殿里面的那些器皿，
there will be a process by which it is sanctified or made holy.
他们有一个过程，怎么样去把这些器皿呢，把它算为圣。
And so he asked them, now if you touch these holy things,
他说如果你动到了，或者你动到了这些圣物。
Right, you are bearing this holy flesh, perhaps a piece of meat that has been offered unto the Lord and now made deemed sanctified.
或者呢，你是拿了这块的这个已经算是为圣的肉。
And so you are bearing it in the skirt of your garment.
然后你动到了你的衣襟。
It's like their robe which they pull up from the bottom, and so it's like a little pouch which they will use.
好像一个小的那个衣袋。
And so now with this same skirt of the garment, you use it to touch something else.
然后你因为动到这个圣肉，然后你又动到了别的东西。
This sort of holiness, is it like transferable?
那 这个圣洁的这个因素呢，是不是能够传到其他的事物呢？
Just because you have sanctified one thing, can you then use that to touch everything else, and does it make it clean?
如果你的衣襟被一样圣物动到了，你的衣襟去动别的东西呢？但其他的东西是算为圣了吗？
Now we know that doesn't happen.
我们知道说是不算的。
And it is a principle that is not just in the ceremonial law. I mean, we understand it, isn't it, in terms of just our practical day-to-day lives?
在他们祭礼的这个里面呢，我们知道说这个是不算的。就算是我们日常生活中，我们知道这样呢也是不算的。
For example, you have a clean cloth.
比如说你有一块清洁的布。
And you wash it so thoroughly.
比如说你把它洗得很清洁。
And you make sure, yes, this cloth is entirely pure and clean.
你知道说这块布呢是完全清洁的。
But then now with this clean cloth, can you then go and touch things that are dirty and say, okay, now it's all clean?
你能够拿这块已经洁净的布去动其他有污秽的东西，然后说这些污秽的东西呢，现在已经是洁净了吗？
Oh, not quite, isn't it?
我们知道是不算的。
You know, I can wash this shirt, you know, as clean as possible.
我可以把我的衣服洗得很清洁。
But then after that, I go roll around on the mud.
然后我去在那个泥里面滚。
What becomes dirty?
什么变成污秽了？
What becomes clean?
什么变成清洁了？
Now we know the answer, isn't it?
我们知道答案是很清楚的。
And so he goes on and questions.
接下来我们看这个哈该继续对祭司怎么说呢？
And so he says, now if I present another scenario.
第十三节哈该又说，
Now if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean.
第十三节这里说，哈该又说，若有人因摸死尸染了污秽，然后挨着这些物的哪一样，这物算污秽吗？祭司说，必算污秽。
And again, that was something that was very clear given to them in the book of Leviticus.
在利未记里面呢，也记载得很清楚。
And if the person is unclean,
如果一个人是不洁净，
for example, he has touched a dead body,
比如说他摸到了死尸。
And so now he has the status of being ceremonially unclean.
所以呢，在这个圣礼方面呢，他算是不洁净的。
And then after he goes around touching bread or wine or any other meat, what happens to the bread and the wine and the meat?
如果当时呢，他去摸这些祭品呢，这些祭品会算是什么样呢？
Well, the priest answered and said, well, it will be unclean.
这些祭品呢，就当为污秽了。
And that was the spiritual principle that Haggai wanted to teach them.
这个就是哈该先知所要给他们这个属灵的功课。
That, you know, your holiness or sanctification, this is something that is not transferable.
就是说你的这个圣洁的这个圣洁呢是不能够这样传下去的。
That just because you think, oh, I'm doing a holy work.
你不能说啊，因为我做的这个是圣工。
Oh, because you know I have begun the work of the house of the Lord.
你不能说因为我开始了要建神的殿。
Oh, now everything must be acceptable by Lord because well I'm clean, right?
因为如此呢，所以我所做的一切呢都是当圣算为圣洁了。
Oh, the Lord was really telling them, oh, think again.
所以神呢要他们思想说，你们在思考这个原则。
It is so much easier for something to become unclean.Than for something that is clean to spread to everything else.
所以呢，要他们思想的原则就是说，很多事物呢很容易被污秽，而这些事物要成为圣洁呢就不这么容易了。
Rather, they had to realize that if they try to serve the Lord with unclean hands and unclean hearts.
所以呢，如果他们做主的工作是用不洁净的手、不洁净的心
，But their life is not right before the Lord. They are living in sin.
如果他们继续的活在罪里面。
And they think that they can try to do a holy work.
他们以为活在罪里面可以继续这样做主的工作。
It will not then automatically render themselves clean just because they're doing a clean or a good spiritual work.
如果他们活在罪里面，虽然他们是做神的工作，不代表呢这样就能够洁净自己。
No, instead, their uncleanness will spread to the thing that they're trying to do.
而是因为他们的罪，他们的不洁净呢，就会污秽了这个神的工作。
And again, that is a principle that we understand, isn't it?
所以这个原则我们都了解。
We take a dirty, filthy cloth.
我们拿一个脏的布。
And we rub as hard as we can.
我们把它很用力的擦。
It will not make the table clean.
就 这个脏的布不能够让这个桌子更洁净。
Because we're just spreading the dirt round and round and round.
我们就只能够把这个污秽染到整个桌子。
Instead, we may very well be making it worse.
我们就把它弄得更糟了。
And so that was what Haggai was trying to teach them.
所以呢，哈该就是要给他们这样的一个提醒。
He says, "What as you begin this work of the house of the Lord, what is important?"
说，当你们在开始这个主的工作的时候，你们要注意到什么呢？
He's telling them that make sure your hearts are right before the Lord.
他说你们要注重自己的心。
Make sure that you are sanctified, pure and clean.
注重你们的心, 让你们的心在主的面前, 在主的眼里呢, 算是圣洁的。
And it is only then that your service will be acceptable and blessed by the Lord.
只有如此呢, 你的工作, 你的侍奉, 才能够被神所悦呢。
Because if not, what you're doing, you are tainting the work, the spiritual work.
要不然因为你带罪来侍奉的话, 你就污秽了神的神圣的工作。
And the Lord knows.
神是知道的。
And so that's what he tells them in verse 14.
我们看第14节。
He says, "Then answered Haggai and said, 'So is this people, and so is this nation before me, and so is every work of their hands, that which they offer there is unclean.'"
于是哈该说第14节, 耶和华说, 这民这国, 在我面前也是如此。 他们手下的各样工作都是如此, 他们在坛上所献的也是如此。
Warning them that now if you do not purify yourself,
主呢, 耶和华就提醒他们, 如果你们不洁净自己,
now if you are not, if your heart is not right before the Lord, if you are still in sin,
如果你们的心在神的面前是不洁净的, 你们继续活在这个罪里面,
then you are unclean, and the work of your hands are unclean as well.
你是不洁净的, 你手所做的一切也是不洁净的。
Now this is a principle that we have to be very clear about and understand also.
这个原则我们必须要了解。
Sometimes we have perhaps this notion of the balance of good and bad.
有时候呢, 我们在平衡这个, 对与不对。
Now we acknowledge, yes, yes, there are certain sins or things that are not right in my life, in my heart.
你们说, 啊, 我心里面虽然是有罪的,
but instead of fixing this uncleanness or fixing this sin,
我们可能就是忽略了对这个罪呢来悔改。
Instead of confessing, repenting before God,
我们可能就是, 没有在这个神的面前就是认罪来悔改。
We think that, well, maybe if I do more good things, then I can clean or wipe out the bad.
我们可能在想说, 啊, 虽然我活在这个罪里面, 可能我可以用其他的善事做, 神, 做一些神的工作, 啊, 来弥补。
And so we think, well, I come to church, right?
我们心里在想说, 啊, 我来教会。
So, oh, you know, I'm serving in this and that area.
啊, 我在很多的方面都有侍奉。
And so look, I'm gaining more and more good works.
啊, 我好像在积分数, 积那个神的工作方面呢, 我做了很多, 我在积这些分数。
And that makes up for these sins that are in my life.
这些分数呢, 可以来弥补我这个, 继续可以活在这个罪里面。
Now we know that's not how it works.
我们知道说这个是不行的。
Instead, when we have and we retain these sins and we don't repent,
当我们继续地活在这个罪里面, 我们不肯悔改,
not only will it cause your relationship with God to suffer,
不只呢会影响我们与主的关系,
but also everything that you think is a good work, it will also not be acceptable by the Lord.
而且呢, 当我们继续这样带罪的来侍奉的时候, 剩下的工作呢, 都不被神所悦纳。
You are harming, you are affecting this very sanctified or seemingly holy work that you are engaging in.
我们其实呢, 危害了我们在神面前做, 所做的这些圣工。
So we must consider our ways.
所以呢, 我们要审查自己的行为。
And so that's what Haggai wanted them to realize.
所以呢, 哈该呢, 就是要提醒他们,
just don't think that just because you start serving the Lord once again,
哈该要他们了解说, 虽然你们现在开始神的这个建, 这个, 开始这个重建神殿的工作,
and then what, automatically everything is white clean and now God is now so pleased with you?
不要以为说你们这个工作已经开始了, 你们以前所做的不对的呢，神都已经忘记了。
No, if your heart is not right, then even this new work that you embark on is also not acceptable to the Lord.
如果你的了解不对，你的态度不对，你所做的一切，神也不会悦纳。
And so he says, now consider from this day and upward.
然后这个哈该呢，就在十五节呢，要他们说，你们要追想此日以前。
Really think about your life.
就是要他们审查他们的生命，他们的行为。
And this is the same call that we see repeated a number of times in chapter 1.
我们在第一章这里呢，我们也看到哈该有这样的提醒。
When they were to consider their state of spiritual apathy, of this total disinterest in the things of the work of the Lord.
就是要审查他们自己的心，因为他们对属灵方面的这个已经冷淡了。
And so he calls upon them now again, think about it.
所以呢，他继续的提醒他们，他们要追想，他们要审查。
And he brings them to remembrance of how they were in the months before this.
追想他们此日以前他们的行为是如何。
He says, think back about the past 16 years.
就是追想你们16年前。
In all these years that you were trying to live, although you were not right with me.
这16年来他们的过自己的生活，可是在神面前呢是不悦的。
You tried to go out to the fields and work.
他说啊，你们要到农田里面、田地里面去耕种。
And you tried to bring home as much harvest as you could.
你们想要丰收。
But all this while you were not blessed. Why?
可是神没有赐福你们，为什么呢？
And this was something which the Lord had already told them in chapter 1.
在第一章呢，哈该第一章呢，神已经对他们这么说了。
In verse 9, it says this.
在第一章第九节呢,
He says, now, this is with regards to their harvest and their work in the fields.
就是有关于他们的工作, 他们的这个所收的这个庄稼。
He says, he looked for much, and lo, it came to little. When he brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Said the Lord of hosts. Because my house that is waste, and he run every man to his own house.
第九节呢, 我们这里说, 你们, 这里记载呢, 你们盼望多得。所得的却少，你们收到家中，我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋，这是万军之耶和华说的。
See, God was reminding them for years your harvest were not successful.
所以神提醒他们说，这么多年来你们没有丰收。
He says, this was my judgment upon you.
因为这是我对你们的审判。
Because your heart was not right before me.
因为你们的心不对。
You cared not for my things, but you just cared about your own houses.
你不关心我的工作，你只关心自己。
Just therefore, I called upon a drought and a famine upon your lands.
就因为如此呢，我就让旱灾或者干旱临到你们。
And so that is what he's reminding them in verse 16 and verse 17 of chapter 2.
同样的，我们在哈该第二章第十六节跟十七节呢，神也如此的提醒他们。
Telling them now, in those days you tried to bring back a harvest, and when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. One came to the press fed for draw 50 vessels of the press, there were but 20.
这里呢，第十六节就是说，在那一切日子，就是过去的十六年里，有人到谷堆想得二十斗，只得了十斗。有人来到这个酒池，想得五十桶，只得了二十桶。
He says, when you sow your fields and you bring back your harvest, you expect to have this much, but you only had half.
当你撒种，想要丰收的时候，你丰收的却少。
And when you put in that amount of grapes or olives, you try to draw out, you thought 50 will come out, but there only came out 20.
当你这个种植这个葡萄这个橄榄。你要丰收的时候，你想多得，可是却少得。
He says why?
为什么呢
？This was my judgment, verse 17.
十七节说，这是我对你们的审判。
As I smote you with blastings and mauled you and hail and all the labors in your hand.
他说，在你们手下各样的工作上呢，我以旱风、霉烂、冰炮攻击你们。
As I caused the weather, the elements, all these things to turn against you.
是神掌控了整个天气，他把这个天气呢，对他们不利。
And the purpose of this was to drive you to your knees, to cause you to repent and turn back to me.
主要呢，就是要让他们呢，从这方面能够学到功课，能够回到神的面前。
And this is what God really wants in our work, isn't it?
这个就是神所要要求我们做的。
He wants our hearts to be right before Him.
他要我们的心在他的面前是对的。
And as long as we are living in sin and we try to serve the Lord,
如果我们继续活在罪里面而想带罪来侍奉神的话
It is not a work that we blessed. It is not a work that we regarded by the Lord.
神呢是不会赐福的
But instead, now if they were to come before the Lord with clean hands and pure hearts,
如果他们肯悔改守节心清地来到神的面前
Then the assurance is that their work will be accepted, their work will be blessed.
那么他们的工作呢就能够被神所悦纳。
And that is a promise then given in verse 18 and 19.
我们看第十八节跟第十九节就是神的应许。
And so a declaration and a promise is made.
神呢就这样的向他们宣布。
Telling them now, from this day onwards, on the 24th day of the ninth month.
就是对他们说从今天就是从这九月二十四日起。
This day onwards, as you begin the work of the Lord,
当你开始这个神重建这个神殿的工作
it's almost like a challenge. He says, now put God to the test.
然后就是要他们呢，尝试呢，看神所应许的，他做得到吗？
That from now on, if you serve the Lord with the right sanctified heart,
就是说，如果他们从今日起能够用一颗圣洁的心来侍奉神的话
Then you look into your barns. Will it be filled with seed?
他们就可以看自己呢是否会有丰收
You look at all your trees and your plants.
看自己的这些树木这些所种植的
The vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, the olive trees.
那个看这些葡萄树无花果树石榴树橄榄树
It will be filled with abundance.
他们就会有这个丰收。
As God will bring back your harvest to you, He will bless you.
神呢会赐福于他们，让他们有这个大的丰收。
That is promise, God says, from this day will I bless you.
因为神说从今日起呢，我必赐福于你们。
Because once again, their relationship will be right before the Lord.
因为从今日开始呢，他们与神的关系呢，已经有这个对的这个这个。方向了
and the assurance and the promise was that now I am with you and I will guide you.
然后神的应许呢，就是他会与他们同在。
Of course, we know that the nature of blessings that we receive today is well somewhat different.
当然，我们知道我们现实呢，我们从神所取的这些福气呢，跟他们当时的有不同。
In the sense that we do not draw a direct physical application,
我们虽然不能没有直接的。应用同样的这个例子
We must not apply this wrongly and then think, all right, now if I repent and now if I serve the Lord well, God will give me an increase, I will get a pay raise and things like that, right?
我们不可以想说啊，如果我现在在神的面前有用守节心清的来侍奉神啊，神必定要让我有这个富贵
Now we must apply this spiritually.
我们要用属灵方面来思考。
And the blessings and assurance are blessings that we can and will receive again is spiritual.
我们所能够从神那里得到的这些福气也是要注重于属灵方面。
Whereby if we truly serve with a sincere and sanctified heart, yes, God will bless us, He will accept our service.
如果我们用一颗真诚的心来侍奉神神呢是必悦纳必赐福的
Our relationship with him will be made right once again.
我们与神的关系呢也能够和好
He will bless the spiritual work of our hands.
他也能够就是让我们这个属灵方面的呢有大的这个进步
And so that was the first principle that he wanted to bring forth to them.
所以呢这是哈该要给这个这些以色列子民的第一课功课
You must serve with a sanctified heart.
就是你要用这个圣洁的心来侍奉神
Now the second message was specific to Zerubbabel.
然后接下来呢我们看哈该对所罗巴伯他们当时的领袖怎么说呢
Because you may perhaps say that as the leader he had the greater burden upon him.
你可能说他作为领袖的他这个负担就比较重
Maybe he looked at the work before him and perhaps he was a little afraid.
当这个所罗巴伯看到他所要面对这些挑战，可能心里面有一点担心。
The nature of the work, it was so big.
因为当时所要做的这个工作规模不小。
And how was he able to fulfill it?
他怎么能够完成呢？
Well, now the message comes to assure him.
然后哈该呢，就用神的话语呢，来勉励。
And this is the second idea that we must see, that we must serve him with an assured heart.
我们第二点呢，我们要学到的功课呢，就是我们要一颗，我们要安心的来侍奉神。
What sort of assurance in terms of what?
我们就是用什么样的能够安我们的心呢？
We see that he was assured of God's promises.
我们看到神他的应许能够安我们的心。
And that is what he told them in verse 21 and 22.
21节22节我们来看。
And he says, Now I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of the kingdom of kingdoms and destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them and the horses and the riders and shall come down everyone by the sword of his brother.
我们看21节跟22节神的话语怎么说。这个耶和华的话呢就再次的临到哈该说，你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地，我必倾覆列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并倾覆战车和坐在其上的，马必跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。
Now this was a similar promise already given in verse 6 and verse 7 of the same chapter.
我们在哈该书第二章第六跟第七节看到同样的应许。
Whereby it was a promise that God will fight for you.
就是神应许他们，神与他们同在，神会为他们征战。
And that was something they needed, isn't it?
他们需要这样的肯定。
Because you must consider the state that they were in at that point of time.
因为我们要考虑到他们当时的这个情景跟环境。
They were just a small band of returning slaves.
他们所回到这个耶路撒冷的只是一小群的人。
They were now in a city that was really just ruins all around.
当时的耶路撒冷呢是一片的废墟。
They did not have any walls to protect them.
他们没有什么可以保护他们的。
They did not have soldiers or any military training.
也没有军队。
And yet all their enemies were surrounding them.
而他们的敌人呢都围着他们。
Pressuring them, waiting for them to fall.
他们这些敌人呢，就看定了要他们死。
They were in a very dangerous position.
他们当时的处境十分的危险。
And then now God tells them, now don't focus on all these other things, just focus on building my house.
所以神的应许给他们就是，你们不要只看重这些敌对的这些势力，而你们要注重建这个神殿的工作。
Well, it was perhaps natural for them to fear.
当时他们害怕是自然的。
Because this was the very thing that their enemies did not want them to do.
因为当时他们的敌人就是不要他们重建这个神的殿。
But now God's promise comes to Zerubbabel loud and clear.
可是神的话语呢就很清楚的来到了这个所罗巴伯。
He says, I will come and I will shake everyone around you.
当时呢给所罗巴伯的肯定就是你不要害怕，我必震动天地。
He says, I will overthrow all these surrounding nations, all these heathen kingdoms.
神说我必倾覆列国的势力。
Yes, they may have their chariots, their horses, their riders, their swords.
虽然他们有马，有骑马的，有这些战车。
But I am the one over all these things.
可是我掌管这一切。
I will protect you.
我会保护你们。
And since I have called you to this work, you will be able to accomplish it.
既然呢是我要你们做这个工作呢，我会保护你们。
But this was a promise that he had to receive by faith.
可是所罗巴伯他必须用信心来接受这样的信息。
He must have this unwavering confidence in the word of God.
他对神的话语必须要心有坚定。
That's all he had to go by.
他必须要谨守这样的话语。
Just a promise from God.
只是神的应许。
But that is so powerful, isn't it?
只是这应许呢是有大能力的。
Because that is what must give us our assurance in our service as well.
因为有这样神的应许就能够安我们的心来继续神的侍奉。
To know that if this is a work that God has called us to do,
知道说如果神要我做这个工作的话
then his promise is that which will equip us and arm us and help us.
他的应许呢就能够帮助我。
Zerubbabel had to believe in this.
所罗巴伯必须相信这一点。
Because it's only then that he will have this heart, this assured heart, to know that he can do this task.
他心要如此的坚定，必须对神的话语呢坚信不疑，他就能够安他的心。
It was not going to be easy.
不容易。
Because the opposition is still there.
因为敌人还在。
Doesn't mean that just because they begin the work again, suddenly all the opposition will go away.
不是说他们开始了神的工作的时候呢，全部的敌人呢就不见了。
No, they still had to do their part in fighting the enemies.
他们还是必须要付出自己的这个能力来捍卫自己的安全。
And as we go back to the book of Ezra, that's what we will see.
当我们回到这个以斯拉记的时候，我们就会看
enemies will still be there.
敌人还在。
But if God is on his side, God will see to it that all these oppositions will be dealt with.
可是如果神站在他们那一边呢，神就会保守他们。
And that is the promise, that is the assurance that we have to have as well.
我们也必须要有这样的这个神的应许。
Because a lot of times when we think of serving the Lord,
当我们要侍奉神的时候，
perhaps one great obstacle that holds us back is our fear.
我们侍奉神的其中一个最主要的这个阻拦，就是我们有害怕的心。
We fear how difficult the task may be.
我们害怕说，哇，这个工作太巨大。
As we are fearful of our own inadequacies.
我们惧怕自己的不足。
Fearful that maybe I am not up to it and I can't do it.
很害怕说，我可能做不到，我没有这个能力。
Now these things, we must see them in the light of God's promises.
而我们必须要按着神的应许呢来对待。
Yes, we may have our fears.
我们可能心里面害怕。
And truly, maybe the task at hand is difficult.
虽然面对的这些任务呢是不容易。
But if God has already given us the assurance,
可是如果神给了我们应许，
tell us, I am with you.
说他要与我们同在，
and there is really no cause to be afraid.
我们就不需要害怕。
We must have a confidence.
我们必须要心里面肯定。
Not in our own ability.
不是为自己的能力而肯定。
But really in the ability and the strength that God can give us.
而是为了神所能够赐予我们的这个能力而肯定。
And so with this assurance, telling him, now I will deal with your opposition, I will deal with your enemy.
神应许他们说，我会保守你们，我会保守你们就是不被这些敌人所侵害。
He then tells Zerubbabel directly, well, after all, you are my chosen one.
然后他就继续的对所罗巴伯说，我已经拣选了你。
And if you are assured of my calling, then certainly you can go forth and serve me, isn't it?
就神就对所罗巴伯说，如果你很肯定我已经招了你呢，你就要做我的这个工作。
That's what we see finally in verse 23.
我们看23节。
He says, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and I will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts.
23节呢，这里说，万军之耶和华说，我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日，我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Now what is a signet?
这个印为何物？
It's like a stamp or a seal that the king carries with him.
就是一个印记，就是好像王他们所拥有的这个黄印。
And upon it is carved his special symbol.
在这个黄印上面呢，就刻了那个黄的这个印特别的这个图案。
And it is something specific or unique to him.
这是神所这个是这个王呢所拥有这个特别的这个印记。
And when he sends out his commands or decrees,
当他把这个小玉这个众民的信发出去的时候，
He will seal it with his signet.
他就用他的黄印把它盖上。
And that is a sign to authenticate that this is true from the king.
就是要应验这皇这个皇这个皇帝的这个小玉呢是对的，是真的。
And of course this was something very precious, something that the king would guard very closely, isn't it?
这个黄印呢，当然是不会随便给别人。
Because it was a powerful thing.
因为他是有这个权力的。
Either he himself uses it, or maybe only his most trusted as advisor.
如果王不是自己呢来应用呢，就是给只有信靠的这个最亲密的这个仆人来用。
And by saying this, and by giving this promise to Shealtiel,
当神的话语呢？ 这样给这个所罗巴伯的时候，
It was a wonderful assurance and a promise to him.
就是要给他这个安稳的心，
Telling him that now I have not cast you aside.
说我不会撇弃你，
You are still precious to me.
你对我呢是十分的珍贵，
As precious as a signet is to his king.
就好像这个皇印呢对这个皇帝呢是如何的这个珍贵重要。
In your position, you are like my representative.
就对所罗巴伯说，你就是我的代表。
Whereby you are leading my nation, my people, which are a chosen witness for me.
你带领了我的国度，你带领我的子民。
And you go forth and you do my will.
你就前进去做我的工作。
That is how God always saw the kings of Judah.
就是神呢对犹大王也是如此的看法。
But actually, we see in the book of Jeremiah,
在耶利米书这里呢，我们也看到同样的道理。
That before, I mean, as we come towards the end of the nation, and we see the kings living in sin after sin.
当这个以色列国或者是犹大当时呢，这个国朝迈末的时候
，the rebuke given to one of the final kings, Coniah,
就是当时呢。神的话语呢临到这个犹大最后一个皇帝的时候
telling him now although you were a signet in my hand
虽然你在我手中是那个印
I will pluck you out I will cast you aside
我会把这个印呢给丢弃
that was the rebuke and the warning that was received then
当时呢神呢就是如此的来指责这个最后的这个皇帝
and shortly after that the nation of Judah was destroyed
最后呢，犹大呢也被消灭了。
And perhaps then it was really a thing of despair, isn't it?
当时呢，他们都很沮丧。
Has God cast us aside and cast us aside forever?
然后子民这些子民都说，神是不是把我们永远的撇弃了呢
？And Zerubbabel, he was actually a descendant of these kings.
所罗巴伯呢，就是这个王的这个后裔。
He was a descendant of the lines of the kings of Judah.
这个所罗巴伯呢，就是当时犹大王的这个后裔。
But now God comes and gives him this wonderful assurance.
所以呢，现在呢，神呢就对他如此说。
Says no, I have not cast you aside.
我没有撇弃你。
I have chosen you. I have received you as my signet once again.
我不止没有撇弃你呢，我还拣选了你，我还给了你这个印。
You are my representative. Now go forth and do my will. Serve me.
然后我必以你为印。现在你要。前进做我的工作。
I will protect you. I will be with you. I will strengthen you.
我会与你同在，保守你。
And that is assurance that we must have also as we serve the Lord.
我们在做神的工作的时候，也要如此的有这个心里面这样的一个安慰。
To know that if we are doing the will of the Lord,
知道说如果我们是做神的旨意。
If we know that we are doing something that the Lord has called us to,
如果我们知道说我们所做的呢是神所要我们做的
then certainly the Lord will be on our side.
那神就会与我们同在
He will grant us the strength and the ability to see to it that His work is done.
让我们有这个能力来做完成这个工作
That is the heart of assurance that we must have.
我们的心必须要有如此的想法
So two simple ideas as we serve the Lord.
所以呢，我们在侍奉神的时候有两个简单的这个原则。
We must serve him with a sanctified heart.
首先，我们要用一颗圣洁的心来侍奉神。
And we serve him with an assured heart.
我们也要在侍奉神的时候有一颗安稳的心。
Let's turn to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank thee.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
We thank thee that even as These unworthy servants, we have this privilege and this opportunity to serve thee.
我们虽然身为不配的仆人，我们感谢你赐给我们有这个特别的权利来侍奉你。
May we never take this for granted.
我们求你不要让我们轻看这个侍奉你的权利。
But may we always serve thee with the right heart.
让我们每个人在侍奉你的时候都要有一个对的心态
May we be able to repent of all our sins.
求你就帮助我们如果活在罪里面要悔改
To have the confidence and assurance to know that if you are with us then we can be able to fulfill your will
让我们心里面知道说，如果你与我们同在，我们凡事都能做。
We pray that thou will strengthen us and thou will guide us.
求你让我们坚强，帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们如此感恩祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。
Amen.
Amen.